In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. We're now on Lesson 25, which concerns the Sacrament of Confirmation. And there is a drawing there at the top of page 157 of Saints Peter and John, confirming the Samaritans. And that act is recorded in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, verses 14 through 17. So question 330, what is confirmation? Confirmation is the sacrament through which the Holy Ghost comes to us in a special way and enables us to profess our faith as strong and perfect Christians and soldiers of Jesus Christ. In baptism, we are born again of water and the Holy Ghost. In confirmation, the Holy Ghost gives us power to grow from infancy to adulthood in the life of grace, with the strength of a soldier to fight for Christ. Power is given, as it was to the apostles on Pentecost, to love God as a soldier loves his country, and to spread our faith. The comparison with the soldier is a good one, given that we are engaged in spiritual combat just as soon as we can reason. The combat begins with us, not so much the world. Yes, the world is a mess. But G.K. Chesterton, an excellent Catholic writer, British writer, said in a fine little book, What's Wrong with the World? The Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried. That's a good point. So the thing that's wrong with the world is me. I have not lived the life of Christ as I should, and have remained a spiritual adolescent in many ways. May God forgive me. So this weakness that we discover in ourselves, well, there is a sacrament for that, and it is called confirmation. By the way, confirmation does not take away the weakness. It makes us strong. It unites the power of Christ with our human weakness. And that combination, that uniting, produces within us a great thing. A soldier of Christ, someone who can really stand up for our blessed Lord. Question 331, who is the usual minister of confirmation? The bishop is the usual minister of confirmation. Now, a priest can do it too, if the bishop of the diocese delegates him. And any priest can do it in danger of death without the bishop's permission. For example, if the priest finds out on a person's deathbed that they've never been confirmed, he can go ahead and confirm him without getting permission of the bishop. Question 332, what does the bishop do when he gives confirmation? The bishop extends his hands over those who are to be confirmed, prays that they may receive the Holy Ghost, and then while laying his hand on the head of each person, anoints the forehead with holy chrism in the form of a cross. And the symbolism of oil means strength here. And by the way, specifically when the bishop does confirm, he puts his fingers, four of them, on top of the head of the person, and with his thumb, which has been dipped in the chrism, sacred chrism, that's how he makes the sign of the cross, contacting the head and confirming upon the forehead. Question 333, what does the bishop say in anointing the person he confirms? In anointing the person he confirms, the bishop says, I sign you with the sign of the cross, and I confirm you with the chrism of salvation in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost. Question 334, what is holy chrism? Holy chrism is a mixture of olive oil and balm blessed by the bishop on Holy Thursday. In ancient times, athletes used to anoint their bodies with oil to limber up their muscles. The oil used in the sacraments symbolizes strength of soul. So again, there is this symbolism of strength, this penetrating strength that goes into the skin, and the grace goes into the soul.